Welcome to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And tonight, I'm talking about the seventh chakra, your crown chakra, your that creative part of you that connects, you could say, your spiritual being to the world and the universe beyond. But before I start that, I'd like to say that I'm available for readings on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12 Radio. So if you want a more personal reading, please give me a call on 12listen.com. And also, if you've never been to 12listen, give us a try. There's lots of good people on the site, so they could probably answer questions that you need to be answered. And also, I would like to say thank you for tuning in tonight. Might as well start this. Your crown chakra, your seventh chakra, what is that about? Well, you could say in the language of Sanskrit, it usually refers to a thousandfold. And what I mean by a thousandfold, it relates to the lotus blossom. And if you ever see a poster or a picture of the chakras, you'll notice like the lotus flower starting at your groin, less buds as you go up your spinal column. There's more buds, or leaves rather, on the lotus flower. The petals, when it reaches your crown chakra, it's known as a thousandfold because it's, you could say, it's the unlimited nature of yourself as far as chakras go. And since it's also located at the top of your head, the crown. This is where you put your crown. And so just know where you put your crown. And I mean literally, when you put a hat on your head, you're putting a crown on your head. You're not covering up the crown chakra. The crown chakra works no matter what. No matter what, you could say. And first timer, looking forward. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A new listener. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate that. This is in the chat room on 12listen.com. So if you want to get in the chat room, basically go to 12listen.com, click on chat, and you're there. But it's via Facebook. So just come in through Facebook. In other words, you have to be a member. Once you're a member, no problem. You could make comments, ask questions, or whatever you need to do during the show here. And so getting back to the crown chakra, the seventh chakra, let's talk about the element. What does the element represent here? Well, it's thought. It's pure thought. And it's also for you to manifest information. In other words, you think of something and you got to put it into practical use. So you put it into practical use. You make it happen in your world today or in this moment. You make it better for yourself. You're helping your family or your whoever you're helping, it doesn't matter. And so it's, you could say, you manifest the information, the element is thought, you manifest the information, therefore it goes out into the world, and it's for you to express, you could say, in this material world. And it comes through the crown chakra. And it's also about, it has personal information. It's for you in a personal sense, your crown chakra. It's also about you. Bliss is the natural state of being with this chakra, with your seventh chakra. So I realize it's hard to it's hard to be in a blissful state all the time, but if you can maintain a more positive, blissful way of being, this is definitely the chakra to do it. Because when you're in that blissful state, those things that literally used to bother you, don't bother you anymore. So here we are talking about that blissful state. How do you get to that blissful state? Well, maybe you start listening to yourself. Maybe you start doing it differently. Maybe you have an idea or a thought, and then you put it out in the world, and then it comes back to you a thousandfold in a positive way. That's what I mean by that blissful state of being. You're putting the information out there and it's coming back to you. Hopefully it's coming back to you in a blissful manner from the people around you. And then it puts you in that state. And your pituitary gland. That's the master gland. That it, you could say that that is the, if the endocrine system, pituitary gland is the seventh chakra. It's, you could say part of the control of the seventh chakra. So the pituitary gland, like your endocrine system, we are creatures of our hormones, so therefore our hormones control our bodies at times. And I believe women have probably more radical hormone rises than us men, as far as that goes, because of who you are. You produce the babies for us, for the world, for everybody. So the population continues on. That's a beautiful thing. And the body part that relates to this is there's two parts here. Cerebral cortex, you call that the master computer of your brain, where the thoughts fly, where you start tapping into something beyond the cerebral cortex. So you could say that's, is it inspiration? No, but it's also about you letting your brain do what it needs to do. What I mean by that is, if you have thoughts that come up and if they're repeating themselves and you're not taking action, it's time to take action here. And of course, the thoughts have to be positive. So if you have negative thoughts, you might want to work on that too. You don't want to put those out in the world. You don't want to put something out that's going to bring you back something better than something negative. So think about that too. And it also relates to your central nervous system, because the top of the head, the central nervous system begins there within your crown chakra. And if there's any problems, physical problems, like malfunctions, the most common things that can occur is depression, confusion, boredom, apathy, inability to learn or comprehend information. So this is our, you could say, our learning center. The crown chakra is the learning center for all of us. And if, like I said, the malfunctions occur, you're gonna have problems such as depression and confusion. But don't let that slow you down. In other words, see if you can rise above that. And what I mean by rise above it is, try to just change your mind. Do it differently. Think about it differently. Maybe that'll help. And the planet that relates to your crown chakra, your seventh chakra, is Uranus. And the metal, you could say the metal is gold. And gold is a valuable substance. It's been a valuable substance for tens of thousands of years on this planet. So it figures that gold would represent the crown because that's your highest point in your physical body. And this seventh chakra, you could say, is to know. So therefore, I know. And the gemstones related to your crown chakra are amethyst, which is a quartz, a color quartz, purple, different varying degrees of purple, and diamond, which is one of the hardest substances known on this planet. And of course it would be diamonds. Think about it. This chakra crowns the entire chakra system. So like I said, with the seventh chakra, it's the pituitary gland that represents, that is part of your seventh chakra, that is part of the endocrine system. So it's about you. It's about you crowning everything. And since it's, you could say it's also the center of your cosmic consciousness. And cosmic consciousness, interesting. And what I mean by cosmic consciousness is the fact is when you go beyond what you normally would, when you start thinking, let's say all of a sudden you get a hit in your mind, within your consciousness saying, do this, do that. That is tapping into cosmic consciousness. And that's just the beginning. This is something that I recommend that every one of us kind of play with this. Play with this part of ourselves. You know, like, see what happens. Just be playful. Don't take yourself too seriously. And And I got one question to answer in the chat room. Jim, can I have any message about my career improvement in April from my guides? I took action in response to the inspiration of my career all the time, and these guides caused me that I'm feeling a big pause. Thank you. Well, actually, what I'm sensing here is third week to the fourth week in April, that's when changes are going to occur. You're going to hear, you say, whatever you put out there as feelers, trying to get something done with your career, trying to move ahead with it, it's all going to start happening in the third to fourth week in April. I hope that answered your question there. Also, since it's the center of the cosmic consciousness, that's for you to tap into. You know, and cosmic consciousness is a personal thing. It's personal for me. It's personal for you. It's personal for all of us. So it's also about a state of higher order with inside of you. And is that tapping into the cosmic consciousness? At times it is, but it's also a state of higher order. Sometimes you have to bring in the logic that you could say the logic part of who you are within your brain itself, the organ of the brain, to get things in a better position, in a better way, to make yourself feel better, to get yourself organized. And this, you could say the crown chakra is about higher order. Higher order, we're talking about ruling everything within you. And that's what I mean by higher order. And also, it's a connection to everything around you. And what I mean by everything around you, seen and unseen. We probably see 10% of what's out there in the world. So I believe that through your crown chakra, you're going to open up your eyes even more. You're going to open up that intuitive eye, the third eye, and you're going to open up the eyes that you see the world through. As the intuition opens up, your normal vision that might improve. You might be seeing things. You might be seeing things that are unique and individual for you. So just know that as you start playing with your crown chakra there. And like I said, it's about ruling of everything with inside of you. Your brain rules who you are. Your brain sends messages to different parts of the body, keeping it alive, keeping the circulation going, keeping various things going. It's, you could say, things we don't have to think about. It's done for us already. And within the brain, there's a subconscious process, and in the physical process, all these physical processes we don't have to think about, the subconscious brain takes care of that. And it also represents your consciousness and unconsciousness. So here we are talking about the unconscious brain controlling your breathing, controlling the heartbeat, controlling organs, controlling the urge to purge when you have to go to the bathroom and you take care of business there. This is all coming from the crown chakra. It's the master of us all as far as our physical bodies go, and our emotional bodies too, and our mental bodies. And probably the most important thing about the crown chakra is your connection to creation, to God, to something greater than yourself here. So please consider that. You know, if what I'm saying is, if you don't believe in you could say a master being that created all this, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. You could say it's just cosmic creation and boom, we're here. Okay. Well, that's fine to believe that. But it's also, your crown chakra is an exploration of yourself here. Your thought structures. Like I said, it's the conscious thought structure and it's the unconscious thought structure. It's your belief system. Comes through the crown chakra. And that's important that is, you know, you might ask yourself, is this important what I believe today? Well, of course it is, because it rules your life. And intuition. As you start thinking about like things during the day, as they start rolling out of your head, as when you get up first thing in the morning, you could say the brain becomes very active because you have to do certain things to get your day started. And talking about, you know, your belief system, it's also these beliefs are the rulers of your actions. So if you don't like what you're doing here, just change a little thing, just one little thing that you don't like about yourself, because the results are always not so good. But, well, just start changing one thing at a time. Don't go for the whole enchilada here. Just go for one thing at a time. See what you can do. See if you can make yourself better for yourself, because this is all about the betterment of yourself. And when you improve yourself, the tendency is what the people around you get the same reaction. In other words, they start feeling better because they're seeing a different part, you could say, a different part that maybe they haven't seen in a while or have never seen for that matter. So it's important to express openly, but, you know, don't be mean about it. If you have something to say to someone, you don't have to be mean, but just be clear about what you have to say to them, to that individual, he or she. It doesn't matter. And the relationship here, this is a relationship of harmony. And as you start creating harmony within your conscious state, within the organ itself, the brain, then guess what happens? This harmony creates a rhythm throughout the body from head to toe, and this rhythm is more natural rhythm. It's not about stress. It's not about producing hormones or you could say chemicals, neurochemicals that tend to wash our body and it makes us feel kind of ugh, because we're not thinking in harmonious thoughts. So this is a relation of harmony. And when you're in that state of harmony, you tend to produce hormones, neurochemicals that bring you, you could say, wonderful things. That keeps your body going. That keeps your body healthy. That keeps your mind healthy. That keeps your consciousness happy. And this is the key to wisdom, is understand. You could say the key to wisdom is the understanding of this harmony with inside of you. And if you feel like you're out of harmony, or you could say disharmony, then that's something you can work with the crown chakra. And you might just start off by just saying, like, you wake up tomorrow morning and say, I want to have a harmonious day. That's all it takes. And just play with that harmony. It's really no big deal. Just have the thought that I'm going to have a harmonious day. And guess what? When you have a thought like that, most likely you're going to have a harmonious day. But let's say something interrupts that day and you get angry or you're frustrated or whatever, get back to that harmonious state. Because when you're in that state, these things won't bother you. Those crazy people around you or whatever it is that's around you that normally would bother you, when you're in that harmonic harmony, guess what? These things won't bother you anymore. You might look at it differently and you might go, I can see why it used to upset me. But it's not upsetting me now. And it's also this chakra. Well, thank you, Julia. We'll stay as long as the power does. I appreciate that, Julia. Thank you, thank you. I understand about power. It can come and go depending on the weather and everything else, what's happening in your neighborhood. So, and this chakra allows you to explore different existences or dimensions that you want to explore about yourself, because you could say the crown chakra is a doorway to going to different places outside of you and going to different places with inside of you. It's always, you got to start with the inside. You start opening doors in your mind within your conscious state. Then you start, maybe you start opening yourself up to thinking different thoughts. Like, I wonder if I could like see something that I've never seen before. Just start asking yourself questions like that. Just start exploring that part of yourself. And it's also about you learning to merge with celestial energies. And I'm talking about universal energy here. Many forms of energy, and there are very, you could say, many, many forms of energy that surrounds us, that surrounds the universe for that matter. And Julia just says, as my body energy over the past few years, I'm not sure about that. Okay. Yes. Okay. Got you. Got you. Okay. You're referring to the energy. Got you. Thank you, Julia. Got you. That's perfect. That's perfect, Julia. You could say energetically, be in that state which you're in right now. And if you don't like that state, through your crown chakra, you can change that state in an instantaneous moment. That's one thing about the seventh chakra. Changes can occur quickly, fast, and before you know it, things that were there are no longer there. And so here we are. Here's Julia. Here's Lynn. Here's Lynn Ann. We're talking about you guys merging with all these cosmic energies that's always around us. And you could say, like the lotus flower, as a lotus flower would blossom, so would you, because you're merging with all these cosmic energies, and you're also exploring, you could say, with inside of you, your aspects. So what happens next? Well, then you see the world differently. And then you start going, wow, okay, these things just don't bother me anymore. And that's a good thing. You don't need to be bothered by the little things in life. You just need to create big things in your life. But my break is coming up. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Boy, this first half went fast. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about your crown chakra, your seventh chakra. And second half, I will be taking phone calls. So be back in 5 minutes. Remember, peace and love. That's all there is. Be back in five.
Kelly Whetstone of Empowerment, and you are listening to the live stream of consciousness here on 12radio.com. Come float along with us.
You're listening to 12radio, and 12radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On 12Radio, 12Radio.com, 12Radio, changing the way we see the world.
Are you looking to connect with your loved ones who have crossed over? Do you need some validation, encouragement, and support? Call me, Jamie Faith, at 12listen.com. I am a medium, and I believe in bringing you messages of healing and peace from your loved ones on the other side.
On 12listen.com, we are blessed with psychic advisors that understand the challenges of living. They are dedicated to helping you get to the heart of the matter. Lori Lyons is one of them. When you call Lori, the first thing you will notice is her warmth. You will feel welcomed. Lori Lyons creates a space of intimacy for you to feel safe in expressing your vulnerability. Lori is a soul worker who is passionate about human relationships. She's equipped to walk into the dark places of your mind and shine light on the truth that wants to be seen and acknowledged. And most certainly, she will support you in blurring the lines of separation between your head and heart. Call Lori Lyons today, and she will be honored to assist you in reading Between the Lines.
Akashic Records are a universal collection of every event, thought, deed, and experience of everyone and everything for all of time. In Jungian psychology, it is known as the collective unconscious. Akasha is a Sanskrit word for space. You could see say the Akashic Records is a secret library that exists on the non-physical astral plane of space. This is Nadia M. Rose, psychic advisor at onetolisten.com.
Her clients call her a real-life angel. The power of her care and love will touch you. Her tools are clairvoyance, her heart, hands, and mind, and she's even been known to use her crystal ball.
She is an Aquarian who is grounded in divine values. She cuts through the crap and guides you to the path that will most enrich your life. Her independent spirit and compassion are an amazing combination.
She's been called the Child Whisperer and talks to the angels, ascended masters, and saints to guide you to your divine destiny. Of Eastern Indian heritage, her mystical roots shine in her mediumship skills. She loves to connect her clients to deceased loved ones. Her love for humanity sparkles and shines through her readings, angel scopes, and daily prayers. Her courage was strengthened through her treatment for breast cancer.
Who are we talking about? Her name is Anita Ahuja. She will help you be a blessing to yourself and to others in your life.
Call Anita at 12listen.com for life wisdom that is inspired by humanity's divine helpers. Your life will be forever changed.
This is Rhea Eusebi, and I am an advisor at 12listen.com, where I'm happy to talk with you about anything. When you call, I connect with spirit on your behalf and use my psychic skills and life experience to bring clarity and inspiration to your questions or concerns. Answers and insight will emerge for you through my psychic hearing, seeing, or sensing skills, as well as through divinely guided oracle cards, another one of my tools. As a dedicated light worker, my intention is to light your path, to light your fire of purpose, to lighten your heart, to help you find what lights you up, and to remind you of the light that you are. So if you have something on your mind, come on over to 12listen.com.
Hi everyone, this is Mark Hassan. A wise man once suggested that we not grieve for the things we do not have, but rejoice in what we do. That is why, on behalf of the 1-2 family, I want to thank each of you for your participation, your presence, and your continued extensions of kindness. It is in you that we find our courage and desire to continue, for without you, we could not exist. Wishing you boundless experiences of joy, much like what you give us each and every day.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio. This is C.A. Brooks, host of Simple Tales. Stick with us. We're going to rock your world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, and you are tuned into Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, and I'm your host, Jim Komar. And I was going to say, I was going to take phone calls the second half, but we are having technical difficulties as far as that goes, so there will be no phone calls tonight. And there are two questions from Lynn Ann in the chat room. And the first question is, are we all connected to each other and is the universe through our crown chakras? Yes, our crown chakras will connect us to each other. You could say we are one through our crown chakra. And she has another question here. I was just wondering if the crown chakra is a porthole to our past, present, or future. Actually, it's meant to be in the present because the present moment changes everything. So you could say the past, you can't really go there. You can think about the past, but, you know, it's done, it's finished, it's over. But if you maintain the presence with your crown chakra, you're actually changing the future. If you creating new future possibilities because you're letting go of old stuff that these possibilities are holding you back. So hopefully that answered your question. And there's another good question here. From Nancy, how can we use the crown chakra to manage stressors in our lives? In life. Well, that's easy. You could say these things that, you know, let's say it's a simple matter as you're annoyed by someone around you because they said something the wrong way to you. Well, it's a simple matter as you're not annoyed by them because you're not going to let them annoy you because you're in charge. Because you're in charge of who you are and you're in charge of what you want to bother you or for that matter, not bother you. And you just kind of move on. And you, let's say these people, they're a big pain in the butt to you or whatever. Basically, you just send them love, bless them, and you just go on about your day. You leave them in a neutral position. And that's the best thing you can do as far as stressors in life, people in life, and everything else in life. And getting back to, I'm talking about the crown chakra as we're talking about the cosmic energies, how cosmic energies relate to you, how you relate to cosmic energies, how this is, we're talking about this is becomes your vehicle, the vehicle of expanding consciousness. I'm talking about reaching higher dimensions, exploring the mind, opening doors within the mind and see what you're capable of. You see what you're really capable of. Maybe you've never explored that part of you. What I'm really, am I capable of doing da 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 da? Well, in order to find out, you just got to do da 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 da. It's a simple matter here. And here I am talking about reaching the higher dimensions, reaching the higher existences through your crown chakra. And it represents the infinite nature of all our chakras. And chakras are not just something on a piece of paper, like just on top of your skin. It's interdimensional. You know, I work with energy people and I have a number of clients and I work with their chakras. And that's one of the many things I work with on an energetic level. And what I've discovered with the chakras, there's the top, what's on the surface, but I've discovered up to 14 different, 14 different levels below the surface. And there's probably even more than that. So just know that. It's not complicated, but it's a self-exploration of who you are. And that's not complicated. You just gotta let it go. Let it rip. And this is the seat of your enlightenment. The center of, you could say, it's the center of your consciousness. The conscious state of who you are. And it's also you, how you relate to the infinite wisdom that you are now tapping into and how you relate to the God creation itself, how you tap into that. And this chakra can create separation, you could say, within our world because now we're in our mind. So we tend to, when you get into the mindset or the conscious state of who you are, you tend to, you say, close it off or you tend to, not really engage people because you're thinking probably deep personal thoughts or you're trying to, like I said, you're trying to create an enlightened state here. And if you do create the enlightened state, then you're opening up your consciousness to something greater than yourself. And then suddenly you know things before they happen. Then suddenly you start, asking yourself, you know, I've always wanted to do this, and then you just put that out in the universe, and then you're doing it. So just know that this is probably one of the, of all the chakras, they're all important in their separate own individual way, but this is probably the most important one because it allows you to connect your conscious state into the spiritual state, or vice versa for that matter. And like I said, with the crown chakra, your seventh chakra here, we're talking about your knowing. And here's an interesting question. Meditation must help. Yes, Lynn-Ann, meditation does because it keeps you focused. You can even do prayer work because that is the same thing as meditation. It alters your mental, emotional, spiritual state by praying or meditating. And then you're open to maybe new things or even old things that you've forgotten about for that matter. So as you become more enlightened with inside of your mind, you can see the elements, the elements of your thought, of your, you could say the element of thought, which is, you could say, you can't measure that thought. You can't measure thoughts like you can measure voltage coming out of a plug on your, in your wall. Thoughts are endless. Thoughts are always endless. Thoughts are infinite. They go on forever. You think about it, you express it, it goes on infinitely. And this chakra can create like unlimited manifestations from your conscious state. And that's the important thing. What do you want in your life? Do you want to have better relationships? Do you want a better job? Do you want more money? Do you want a house? Do you want to have, you know, happiness with your family? This is all about that. Like, you could say unleashing your manifestation in an unlimited manner. And this chakra is there because this is all about your knowing. And as you tap into your knowing, you tend to get your, to know yourself better. You tend to trust yourself more. It's also, yes, and Lin Ann is right. It's a chakra that helps manifesting abundance in our desires. Amen, sister. I agree with you there. And so here we are talking about bringing recognition and manifestation from your crown chakra, from just thoughts, ideas, and actually manifesting them into our three-dimensional world, the world of matter, which we live in. And all of a sudden you come up with some creation. Let's say you come up with some creation that changes the world because now you're open to it, giving it to the world. Well, that's what it's all about. So if you have ideas and you've never really tried to do something with these ideas, bring enlightenment to these ideas. See where they can bring you. Maybe you create something that's going to do wonders for you and the world. So allow that to happen. And, but what's interesting here within, okay, remember I said the crown chakra is about thought, but it's also about the nervous system. And within the brain itself, there's literally 13 billion interconnected nerve cells. That is a lot of nerve cells. And you are capable of making more connections with all these, you say, nerve cells. So does the nerve cells allow you to become more psychic? Well, yeah, in a way it does because we are physical beings, so we got to start the physical process here in our physical bodies. And then the next step is you start uplifting yourself. You start thinking about enlightening thoughts of how you can improve your thoughts, about how you can improve your connections through your 13 billion interconnected nerve cells, which are in your crown chakra. And it's also your brain as an instrument of your mind. So the brain is the physical object. The mind is, you could say, what is the mind? Well, many scientists, they're trying to still figure that out. The mind is expansive. The mind is unlimited. The mind goes forever because your connection to your, this is your spiritual connection. So you are always going on forever, so to speak, through your crown chakra. And it's also virtually limitless. So, and what I mean by virtually limitless, maybe you come up with ideas and maybe they're good ideas, but you never do anything with them. So it's time for you to start manifesting. It's time for you to create through your crown chakra, whatever you need in your life. And this is also your connection to spirit, to God, to creation, to something greater than yourself. It allows you, you could say, manifestations in this world is possible because of your spiritual connection to that world, to the world, you could say the spiritual world, the ethers out there. But it's also, the idea is that we are self-sufficient units. Your brain is a very self-sufficient organ. So therefore, manifestation is the easy thing. The only thing that blocks us from it is us, our emotions, our feelings, our things that slow us down. And within the crown chakra, there's lots of mystic states. Mystic states one can create within themselves. Astral projection is one. Being psychic is another. Seeing things that are not there, but you see them, and maybe your friend sees them, but everyone else doesn't see them. So therefore, your eyes are being opened. Your third eye is being opened. Your two eyes, those two beautiful eyes that you see the world with, is starting to open up. And it's also about your thoughts. Your thoughts is your control. As you, the controller of these thoughts, your chakra relates. As you, the controller of your thoughts, of these thoughts, or any thoughts that you have, this chakra relates to the pituitary gland, this which is the master gland. And so keep those thoughts as positive as possible, because you want to create positive hormones for the physical body, not things that make you feel cold, hot, in between, not feeling so good emotionally or mentally or whatever. Keep the thoughts more positive. If you can go on the positive side with the crown chakra, the tendency is your day is just going to be positive as positive can be. And this chakra is probably the furthest chakra removed from the physical world, from this material world, because now we're starting to get in the ethers here. You could say the ethers of creation, the ethers of the creation of the universe, the ethers of the energy of the universe here. And this is the immortal consciousness of who you are. You could say it's behind form. It hasn't, you know, see, the immortal consciousness doesn't create form, but it can create form. It's behind form. Your immortal consciousness. And what I mean behind form is when you start tapping into that immortal part of you, guess what? Forms can take place real fast, real fast. So just know that. So don't let yourself slow you down from what you want in this lifetime. Because if you don't get it, then you have to come back another time to try to achieve it. Why not do it now? Don't be lazy about it. Just do it. That's a sneaker commercial, not Nike. Yes, just do it. So yeah, consider that. And you could say it's also your world. It's your world of expression of thought, your crown chakra. It's the world of expression. It's your world to way to express outwardly. And what does your thoughts look like? What does the master processor, you could say the master processor, that cerebral cortex, that master computer that makes any other thing that we've ever done artificially look like nothing. So just know that. Source created us to be self-sufficient. Source created us to be all-knowing, to learn how we can be all-knowing. And like I said, this is a gateway to go beyond, worlds beyond you. Like here I am talking about astral projecting. And all astral projecting is, it's a spiritual thing. It's an emotional thing. It's a mental thing. It's a combination of the three. And it relates to bringing in that, you could say, the spiritual aspects of ourselves within our physical body. And when the physical body and the spiritual aspects of ourselves starts to merge together, guess what happens? You can actually feel yourself come rise out of body. I'm talking about the brain itself. I'm not talking literally, but you can feel it figuratively speaking. And you could, if you see a flock of birds, you can go up there and fly with the flock of birds and just fly along with them. Some of you might want to try. This is not the most, not everyone is capable of doing that. I just want you to know that. And since I'm talking about you going beyond this world and creating new worlds for yourself, this is this chakra for you. Your crown chakra is dimensionless. It's unlimited in its scope. So don't limit yourself because you feel you need to limit yourself because you don't want to handle it. well, maybe it's time to handle it. Maybe it's time to do something different. Be different. Allow yourself to be different. Allow yourself to be different. I like that. How can you be different? How can you make yourself better? Well, that's a simple matter. You can do that anytime, anywhere, any place within your world, because you're going through your crown chakra where there's no limitations. The only limitations is you set those limitations for yourself. And then as you set up the limitations, maybe you're setting yourself to be a failure, or maybe you're setting yourself up not to be as grand as you'd like yourself to be. What I mean by grand is that what you express to the world. And your scope with inside of you is much greater than any word could ever convey. So there's really no words that can convey what really goes on in your crown chakra. This can only be your experience, and it's a deep personal experience for each one of us. We're all different. And here we are, through our crown chakra, entering cosmic consciousness. Consciousness, you could say your consciousness is force. And so by you expressing who you are, you're not being forceful about your conscious state, but you're actually expressing and allowing yourself to free yourself from the old ties that kept you from not being successful, or kept you from not having that nice, perfect relationship that you've been looking for a number of years, or creating a better job or a better situation or circumstances that you need to feel good about who you are. And when when you tap into your consciousness, your conscious force, you are shown that you have this creative force. And you are shown that you can actually manifest with this creative force. And you are shown that you can actually manifest successes in your life that might improve you. And as they improve you, what if they improve your family? What a beautiful thing for everybody involved here. And all these experiences allow you to build your personal matrix of information. And what I mean by matrix is what you believe in. What's part of your belief system? Maybe you can take an inventory, and maybe the ones that really are not important as they were 10 years ago, maybe, or 5 years ago, or a month ago for that matter, you let that go. And you start allowing that unlimitedness, that unlimited nature of you to express itself. And what I mean by matrix here, it's how your consciousness organizes all the information that we receive literally every millisecond of our life as we have our eyes open. And then your matrix, this matrix becomes your personal belief system. So are you satisfied with your personal belief system? And you know, the thing is, if you're not, well, you can change it. We can just change it. And, It's really no big deal. I believe, like me on a personal level, when I make a change, I make a bigger deal than it is. And when the change happens, I go, wow, that wasn't that bad. That was hardly anything. So you could say, as you change, and as your experiences change, and as your belief system change, then the crown chakras tends to open up more for you. And this allows you to tap in all sorts of, like I said, all sorts of information, all sorts of ways to manifest all these things. Since the consciousness allows the information to be placed in your conscious mind, so you have it for later on, down the road, information that you need. Let's say you play Trivia Pursuits. Well, then you need that information. Or let's say you're an engineer, then you need that information as you're building a bridge or a building or a home for that matter. Or an object. It doesn't matter. And so this is this infinite information coming in. You're tapping into the infinite wisdom of who you are through your crown chakra. You know, it's good as this information comes through. Learn to trust it. Accept it. And if you don't like what's coming through, well, accept what you like and accept what you don't like. Don't accept what you don't like. But if it's constantly coming through the same information, that means some changes have to occur also with inside of you. And like I said, this, the crown chakra is about knowing. Well, knowing is comprised of infinite bits of information. Information in the relationship of patterns to certain reference points. And what I mean by we are always creating patterns. Our belief systems are always creating patterns. And maybe you could say if you believe a certain thing and you're getting the same result and you don't like the result, it's time to change these patterns. It's time to change your matrix. It's time to change that information that rules you. Start reading. Start talking to people. Start exploring who you are. And it's the organizer of yourself. But, shoot, I could go on for another 20 minutes. I could go on for another 2 hours talking about the crown chakra. But my show is over, and I just want to thank my producer, Aday. Wonderful man. We had some technical difficulties. Couldn't have the phone open in the second half, but I appreciate his abilities and talents. And I also want to thank you, my audience, all the beautiful men and women out there that are listening. I hope this kind of made you more aware. Maybe a way to improve of what you want to be, to make you better than who you are. And through the crown chakra, this can be done. And the next show up, I just got to say, this is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. Good show. You could say it's a cooking show, but I look at food as a spiritual thing. You know, it's I look at food as a beautiful thing because it keeps us going. It keeps our crown chakra clear. It keeps it strong. It keeps it, you could say, that energy of our food keeps us clear. So until next week, peace and love, despite what's going on in the world. Remember, peace and love, that's all there is in you and around you. Until next week, take care and have a great week ahead. We'll talk next week. Bye.
This is Christine Demoyer, and you found us, 12radio.com. Welcome to the family. Qui t'est embêté.
chanson pour toi qui a quitté ton pays. Descendu les montagnes, descendu les montagnes sur la mer.
Sur un nuage et va tomber.